Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Woo! It's go, 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 go time. It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of here. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Yeah, this is a list that Courtney would like.
I don't
what
know what that
is. It? Greg, where did you get this list?
Yuppies.com.
It's science.
Yeah, from Yuppie Science. This is not American science.
Yuppies.
Stop it.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Some ghoul kid or whatever is that tall, goofy white kid. Mm-hmm. Put him.
Yeah. That was actually my nickname at Rivers.
If you watch him play, he like runs goofy. He's like, he can't jump, but he was killing us on the board.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Have you ever had a buffet, Courtney?
Yes.
Oh, I love a buffet. But what kind of buffet was it? Pizza buffet used to be pretty good.
I used
good
to like TGI Fridays. TGI Fridays buffet.
What?
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
They had money on those just to win the game.
You know what I mean? Just in your head, man. You got to put at least $500 in the swear jar for that dumb.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's shaking, adults?
Good morning.
What up? What up? Morning. Hey.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Shime, did you have to drive through some snow this morning? Here in Boston, really wet roadways. Although I noticed that within the last 45 minutes or so, there were a couple spin-outs or even near rollovers that had to be cleared in your neck of the woods. So the 495, 93 North, quarter. Did you have snow?
Yes, we had probably like 2 to 3 inches.
Okay.
It felt like, though, that like nobody was prepared because none of the roads were plowed.
Well,
in my neck, at least in my neighborhood, my neck of the woods.
I mean, I try to stay in my own lane. I'm not perfect, so I really don't like the first words out of my mouth are not criticizing others.
I don't criticize the plow people. I criticize the people in charge of the cities and stuff to not be like, hey, why don't we get guys out there? So, like, I don't know, during the snow, so we can kind of make sure we take care of this instead of just waiting until the sun rises send people out.
It's not the first snowstorm we've had. I would imagine. I would imagine that they know how to handle these kinds of things, and they're doing them the way they know best. I would assume. But
is there
a particular road that you'd like to point out that was a real problem for you?
Right around the Rogers Street area of Lowell, anywhere in.
So your street,
there.
Like you'd like your street.
No, that's the main street that I live off of.
All right. Well, Curtis is here, our weather smoke, and this is going to continue in some areas for a little longer this morning, Curtis, is that correct?
Yes, it's been a rough morning out there, but not rougher than my morning, because my coffee, Mitch, if you want to throw it up, I put it on my dash, I had to move a Hint water bottle out of the way, put the Starbucks on the center part right underneath my radio. Buckled up, saw it was a green light, drove, and then kablooey.
Oh, damn.
So that's my morning today. Uh-oh. So good morning to everybody out there. And I will say this, rich from Greg to rip others for ripping how the city or state operates.
Thank you, Curtis.
Literally our show.
Do you not have a cup holder?
Right.
I do. I had moved Hint Georgia Peach, phenomenal, out of the cup holder, and then as I was driving, I had told myself, oh, put it back, but of course impulsive idiot, just drove, and then train to cold brew, $6 down the tubes.
Suggestion early this morning in the Twitch chat, and you can watch this show every day on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And a Twitcher suggests that should be the new Patriots logo right there. your cup.
Oh, man. Send it to my boy John Gotti Autobody. He'll detail the balls off that thing. It'll be brand new.
Are those your keys laying in it?
No, that's the garage opener.
Oh, that probably won't work. But
you need a connect? You want him to hook you up and detail it for you?
I would love John Gotti Autobody, whatever
he's right in Everett. Accurate collision. We'll detail you. Your thing will look brand new. That sucks right there.
Yeah, it can only go up from here, Curtis.
Yep, we're heading towards the top of the mountain.
It looks like a little bit of coffee got on your Goldwater for President sticker that you have in the front seat.
Topical.
Thank you.
Because you probably didn't have time to clean it, right?
No, it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's like the only other show this happened was when we were at the one that Wiggy lost his voice at Hampton.
Bernie's
at Hampton Beach, and that thing took like 6 months to get the smell out. So,
Well, let me know if you need help. I'll put you on.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, Bruins looked good last night.
They did.
About 5 minutes.
Yeah, they did.
That start. If you're wondering, if you're scratching your head and wondering, yes, that was the last place Buffalo Sabres who bombarded your Bruins last night. But the good news is they are, I would guess, I didn't check this morning, but they're probably leading the league currently in giving up hat tricks.
Wow.
So I would suggest that statistically they're at the top of that category.
Huh. Uh-huh. Buffalo, you know, great teaching tape, pretty goals. I mean, some of the passes that they were making on
yes, they were.
I mean, that's something that you put on a teaching tape for young kids when it comes to moving the puck.
I mean, it is easier to go stick to stick or tape to tape when nobody on the defense, the deep part of the game, is around to stop the passes from getting there. So I don't know. That is doesn't bode well, but it's only January, end of January.
Mm-hmm.
I think today actually is January 47th.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a long month, but we're getting there, and the Bruins are hanging on the precipice of being a playoff team.
Yeah,
you guys,
it's gonna be like that all year long.
No, it's, and at this point, if you are on this Bruins team, aren't you like, damn, I just want the season to be over? Well, like, I mean, that's the issue.
If the season ended today, they'd be in the playoffs.
I understand that, but they still got a long way to go before the season does end.
Oh, yeah,
Greg makes a joke saying, you know, oh, well, it's only January. Like, you're deep in it right now, but you've still got a long way to go. You've got to be looking at the end of the season. Like, it feels so far away, and if you feel like your team can't get you there, you're looking towards the offseason. Like, if I'm on this team right now, and I guess it's a loser mentality, I don't know, but it sucks. It sucks to be on a team like this.
Do you think they think like that, though? Because I think they probably...
The way in which some of them have been talking recently to the media, they seem tired.
All right, because I almost feel tired. Like, I almost feel like it'll go like the other way with them because they have a lot of veterans, so I feel like they're like one of those teams, and I've been on teams like that where it's like, all right, if we can just get into the playoffs, that starts a new season. But if it is a team that does, like you say, Courtney, has a mindset of like, we're probably not going to get in the playoffs. If we do, we're going to get bounced. They could be thinking like...
Was it you or Ty who talked about being on teams? Like, there were Patriots teams where you never thought you were going to lose a game, and then you were on teams where you were walking onto the field before the game knowing you were going to lose and talking about the plans after. Like,
yeah, that was Tony's time at the Jets.
It kind of seems like that this season.
Yeah, that's not a good look because the trade deadline's, what, March 7th? So they have to figure out, and if the players are feeling that way, and if that is kind of resonating in the locker room, then what's the front office do with this team? Do they, you know, sell off some pieces, or do they say maybe we make a push and because we are kind of right on the edge of being a playoff team?
Can we all agree that it wasn't Monty's fault?
No, it was not Monty's fault, no. I don't think.
I mean, we sit here now, that was brilliant by Sweeney, my good buddy from the coffee shop, but that he fired Monty before you had a very soft stretch of schedule where the team rolled off some wins and it was like, oh, wow, look at it without Monty. But now a couple months later, the players are the problem.
Don are they Sweeney not good picks, enough?
They're just like, whatever it is, that whether it's the chemistry, the team, the talent, the goaltending, you name it, the issue here is the team that Sweeney put together.
Okay.
And that is who I think at the end of this season will be the one under the most heat. Because I don't think you're going to extend Sacco, would you?
No.
No.
I mean, it's not his fault, but he also is... He's not a guy that you look at and go, he can turn it around
right
with the same roster or with a slight improvement here or there. Curtis, you're right. Minus the goaltending, because I think Jeremy Swayman has improved last night, not with withholding or whatever. But I the roster's just not good enough.
So then that's on Sweeney.
It's not. Yeah. Like David Pastrnak finally the last month and a half has been good, but it's not good enough.
Right.
It's that you have one line, basically. Right. You have that line.
Right.
And it's not enough. Ooh. Should we talk to Maria from Watertown right off the bat?
I'm guessing
an angry Maria from Watertown. Hi, Maria.
What a bunch of smoke and mirrors this team is. It's unbelievable. Not only have you been handed your lunch by teams like the Winnipeg Jets, the Dallas Stars, and the Carolina Hurricanes, which are top-tier teams in the league right now, now you're getting your butts handed to you by the Buffalo Sabres. Like, it's beyond ridiculous at this point. It's so disappointing. And I heard, you know, some comments that Nikita Zadorov made after one of the games that they won last weekend about people writing them off. Nikita, how do you expect us to react when you put forth performances such as last night against the Buffalo freaking Sabres? Put your money where your mouth is and step up and do your job, man.
Yeah,
right? I know they're minus key defensemen, okay? But even when those guys come back in the lineup, does any one of us think, based on what we've seen all season long, realistically think that this team can have any sustained success in the playoffs? And I'm not sure that I want Don Sweeney and Cam Neely right now making any decisions for the future of this team because I'm not convinced that they're the guys to do it.
A plus call this morning, Maria. As always.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the attempt, but when you're trying to give it the why not us,
right?
And then you go out and get blown out 7-2 last night to the last place Buffalo Sabres, it doesn't really work.
So I guess the question is, if Maria doesn't want Sweeney messing with anything, what do you do then when the trade deadline's right around the corner?
Like, when did she say she didn't want him?
She just said that she was like, she doesn't trust Sweeney in any way.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I would be shocked if they make a change with either one of those guys before the trade.
No, but I mean, do you think they trade off a bunch of pieces?
Yeah,
then?
Well, I would, like, Cam kind of leaned toward it a couple weeks ago where they're going to have to figure out. He wouldn't call it a rebuild. What did he call it?
A retool.
A retool.
A big retool. Breaking news yesterday. Elliot Friedman, who's one of the more respected hockey writers. I love TSN in Canada. It's basically what I watch all day long. And Elliot Friedman reported that if the Bruins are not in the race, they may trade Marchand to a contender. So, that would be interesting for many reasons. Was Marchand as angry at the team last night as he was at Keefe? Because, boy, was that pathetic, Brad. Or are you just mad at reporters that make you feel insecure?
Careful, Curtis. He may suggest that you should be fired.
Oh, yeah. Wow, nobody's ever done that before.
This is Andy from Hudson. Hello, Andy.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
What's going on?
Well, I just think that Maria and what you guys have just hit on, Sweeney, I don't trust him to make any more decisions. He built this roster. He let DeBrusk and Grizzlick go without no assets in return, letting them walk off the boards. Rizzo just isn't going to cut it. 6'5", he doesn't hit anybody. And do you really want the guy that chose Rick Nash over Ryan McDonough making any more calls? Because it goes that far back to me. If we had gotten Ryan McDonough instead of Nash, how solid would our defense be? But I don't think you can trust Sweeney. He hasn't drafted good. He's traded away all his draft picks. And what he's assembled and what he's like out the door, it's not adding up. And everyone runs its course, and Don's run his course here.
All right, Andy. Doesn't sound so optimistic.
No, it's going to be interesting to see.
We got a lot to get to on the show, including our leads in about 10 minutes or thereabouts. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will definitely go over what Joe Sacco said about last night's beating in Buffalo. So that and other things coming up at 7 during they said it. And then the news this morning at 7:45 with Courtney. And that includes the irrational exploding toilet fear, which landed a man in Pennsylvania in the hospital. So that and the rest of the news coming up a little bit later. And we will talk Celtics with Mego at 9 on this morning's show. So a lot to come. And you can listen on any of the radio stations we have put together for you all over New England. You can stream this show at weei.com, or you can listen on the Odyssey app. And if you've yet to download the Odyssey app, you should do so. Then you can listen to us from wherever you are at whatever time of the morning, noon, or night that you would like to listen. You can even go back and listen to things that you may have missed on this show, like Ty Law yesterday, or like the verbal assault that was directed at me yesterday during Hill Mill, which I am still trying to, or during Hill Notes, which I'm still trying to recover from.
Hill Mill was something totally foreign to this segment. It's not even close. This one is brand new.
I have a massive issue at home also, which is distracting me. So
yeah, I wonder off. What that's like.
Do I seem off?
Yeah, what's going on?
I just made a absolutely horrific blunder last night. I will recover from it, but I'm not sure. It's like looming large in my brain.
Damn.
Can you give us a genre of decision making?
Did you screw up another Bread Zeppelin?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, really? No.
Man, you back at it again with Brad Zeppelin?
Yeah. And it was, could not have been going better. And Brad Zeppelin was near, like, literally coming out of the bread womb.
Mm.
So ready to be put in place as probably the greatest sourdough starter that anybody had ever created.
What was its APGAR score?
So Brad Zeppelin, the trick this go-round seems to have been the condo. I keep the condo cold. But Brad Zeppelin does better when in the oven with the light on.
Yeah.
So I was going to make some dinner last night, as I often do. I was going to make fajitas.
Oh.
Just a dollop of sour cream on mine.
Right. Greg's easy fajitas.
Greg's easy fajitas. So I preheated the oven to 400.
Oh, right. No, Greg.
I didn't think to consider that Brad Zeppelin was sleeping in the oven.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so then I don't know, about 10, 15 minutes into preheating the oven, I smelled a delicious bread smell wafting all around the entire condo. And unfortunately, Brad Zeppelin 2, Brad Zeppelin Jr.
Right.
is no longer with us.
Right. So this is two that didn't make it.
Uh-huh.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, well, I think the next time you go with Tom Brady and stop changing.
You think so? Go with Tom Brady?
Yeah, and I think the Brad Zeppelin thing is not
working. I thought you liked Eastie Boys.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a really good one.
So you think a name change would
I think a name change could be it.
Did Bullet perform the last rites?
On me?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much, it needed to be performed on me.
Be honest, how long did it take you to get over the sadness and dig right into the fajitas?
Well, they were warm. I didn't want them to get cold.
Can't have a cold tortilla.
But I have not, there has not been one word spoken to me since.
All right.
I would.
Well, that's a lot of work that she's been putting into it.
Yeah. No,
did
it
ruin the cup as well? The mug?
Like
the jar?
It was charred. the top of it. You mean the bread starter kit, which you can buy for a mere $90 or whatever it was?
Yeah. By the time you actually get a loaf of sourdough bread, you will have been able to buy another condo at Yes One.
It's not going as well.
Just go pick one up. I mean, I live right upstairs from Style Market. If you need me to go down there and grab you one, I'd be more than happy to go.
Do you, like, can I just ask, though, do you, because it could, I guess this could be considered to be a douche move, but when you're preheating the oven, do you check it to see?
No, I don't.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Well, because some people leave, like, other dishes in there for storage or whatever, especially in a condo or in an apartment.
I didn't even.
No, I just turned the oven on.
Right.
Because you mean, like, you put your dishes in the oven?
I don't, but I've lived in apartments where I've had to store stuff
in the oven?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You lack storage? Yeah.
Shime, on the Subaru of New England text line, a request for a Led Zeppelin In My Time of Dying rejoin.
Sure.
If it's not too soon. Is it too soon?
That's up to you. Is it going to emotionally scar you?
I would think that. Wouldn't the better one be Stairway to Heaven?
Wouldn't that
work better for
Wiggy,
him?
Well done. Well, I mean,
that's what I would think.
It's 6:21. Yeah. You got your wits about you.
Yeah, or Brad Zeppelin Jr.
Shime, what movie is there a sign on the wall that says no stairway?
I don't even know if I know that.
Oh, God, Wayne's World.
Curtis, you love Wayne's World.
Well, I mean,
underappreciated film, I think.
Superb. Showing.
All right. Well, anyway, that's the unfortunate news.
Sorry to hear that.
Because you're my radio family, I wanted to share the news about the passing.
That's nice.
We should right now get to Courtney into what is trending this first hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. The Bruins fell to the Sabres on the road. 7-2 was the final thanks to a 4-score third period by Buffalo. Mason Lowry and Brad Marchand both scored while Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 26 saves in the loss. The Bruins come back home for a game with the Jets tomorrow, but the Celtics are home tonight. They have the Bulls in town. Sam Hauser, Al Horford, and Jason Tatum are questionable for this one. Drake May was named a Pro Bowl alternate yesterday. He will be replacing Josh Allen, who declined to participate in the game. The Pro Bowl is Sunday in Orlando. And the Super Bowl is set. It's a rematch of the Super Bowl 2 years ago as the Eagles and Chiefs will face off to take it all. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. And Aviva Trattoria is a proud sponsor of the Greg Hill Spring Training. I am so excited to get down there. Saw the snow this morning, and I said, get me to Florida.
Yes.
We are broadcasting from Fort Myers, Florida. Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, locally made from fresh, whole, locally sourced foods. Be sure to stop into the Stoneham location today, home of the Greg Hill Foundation private dining room, pronounced like Mamma Mia. It says pronounced like Mamma Mia.
Pronounced?
It says pronounced.
Okay. I don't want to get this off. I don't want to get things off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
I think they prefer their brand to be Trattoria, not Trattoria.
Oh.
But you know, you go to different, I'm sure you, when Chaim arrives at Capri, maybe they're saying it different over there.
And it's it's Stoneham.
Wow, what'd you say?
Stoneham. I thought I said Stoneham.
No, you said Stoneham.
Stoneham?
Okay. I love ham.
My apologies.
That's all right.
You're
from Lowell. You wouldn't maybe know that.
No, I think I said Stoneham.
Yes.
Right. But I also, it says pronounced. It does not say pronounced.
Let me see that. I'll fix that.
Wiggy lives in Stoneham.
I can take care of that right now. Yeah.
Did you know what it meant, the word before?
Then I didn't know if they had a slogan that was like, Crowns.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. You never know. And sometimes you have to do those reads verbatim.
Right.
Yeah. So,
Greg sees the bread bowl, he prounces.
Yeah.
I will tell you that it does indeed, the copy is written as Prounce.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
and it's also Greg Hill spring training, not the Greg Hill show. So I don't know if we all got axed. Be sure to stop into the Stoneham location today.
All right. My mistake.
We can't all be perfect.
No, it's fine.
Can't all be perfect, you know?
And this, you know, I don't like to be, I never like to be old man screaming at clouds. I can't stand that role.
No, not you.
But somebody has to accept it. You know who's responsible for crap like this?
Who?
ChatGPT is responsible for crap like this.
All right.
You got robots writing your freaking commercial copy. And then you don't have a salesperson who bothers to take a look at it before they just hand it to you. Now, you can pre-read.
I know. I should have pre-read.
You should pre-read.
Yep.
I mean, but this is the problem. We are laying back and letting robots have their way with us. All right. Anyway, Curtis, the weather?
Right now, cloudy. The snow has subsided in the area. It will be an afternoon high in the 40s. It feels balmy out there.
Hey, football fans. For those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well done, Chime. Stairway to Heaven, request from Wiggy, or as we sourdough bread makers like to call it, Stairway to Leaven. Oh, I don't get a rim shot for this.
I don't know what leaven is.
Yeah, what's leaven mean?
It's bread.
Yeah.
It's a part of the bread process.
Leaven process.
Yeah, it's part of the baking process.
Okay.
I mean, my God.
Learn something new every day.
I've never made bread.
I got to dumb it down. I got to go low-hanging fruit.
I got
fruit.
It.
Thank you, Chaim. I knew you would. You're an intellectual.
Yeah, talk to me like I'm a fourth grader. Make jokes like if I was a fourth grader.
Dumb it down like turn the oven on with the leaven in the freaking thing.
Wiggy prefers fart jokes.
Yeah. Keep it simple for me.
Yes, he does.
Keep it simple.
All right.
Okay. Our resident furry is mocking others into
No. Just because I know about furries doesn't mean I am a furry.
Yeah. There was a furry convention last week.
Right. We call that a
I wasn't
nerd
in attendance. Unfortunately.
Where was that?
I was at the convention center.
Oh, how did you see some furries?
Yeah.
Oh, you
driving
did?
Around. Yeah. They always have the furry head and the tail usually.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, they right. do.
It's a telltale sign.
And yes,
it's going
yes,
on.
Yes, it is.
But you know where I really want to go?
Where?
Aviva Trattoria.
Ah, it's a great spot.
In Stoneham.
Yeah.
I'd like to say,
I want to say good morning to Rob over there, who just canceled his advertising order.
I doubt it. He loves to sit and have dinner with us, so...
Good morning to Rob, everyday listener of this show.
What up, Rob?
And we will be... The great news, the good news is, we will be in Fort Myers for nearly a week. at the end of next month for spring training, and it is all brought to you by Aviva Trattoria.
All right.
And so, and while we're there, we're going to do a pregame where we did it last year at Ore and Iron.
Oh, that place is good.
In Naples.
Yeah, that place is
so
good.
So we would love to hang with you while we are there. And the Red Sox are this close to signing Alex Bregman. Curtis, could happen during the show today, actually.
You know, it's almost like they spent that Soto $700 million too frivolously. It's like, take a breath. It's like Courtney before a shopping haul. Like, it's just been a wild scene. What a bunch of total and complete frauds.
Oh, they saving that money.
Like,
for,
Sam sits across from me. He's like, it's my dad's birthday today. It's good to see you. How's everything? We're going to invest. And it's like the ease with which they say these things. And now, like, what is the downside? Give me one downside to giving Bregman 5 years, $200 million.
I don't think there is
any. The only argument is his age and a bit of a fall off production wise, but it doesn't matter to me. Like, you used to give guys like Manny Ramirez or Chris Sale or whomever 10-year deals, and if they got your World Series in the first 5 years, then you were happy with it.
That's it.
And you kept paying him out. So the guy wants 5 years. Astros apparently are willing to give him 6 years.
Right.
Give him 5 years and get it done and add the bat. And yet, like, you're then the fans are like, okay.
And they're happy.
You know, you got a guy. You did a legit trade.
Right.
Like, thank you for doing that. You got Garrett Crochet.
No real money, though. That's just prospects.
Yeah, no, true. But you were willing to do that. And then now you got us a bat. You got us a guy who's a veteran who's going to, be a leader in the clubhouse.
Yep.
And we're, right, you know, bring on truck day.
And do you think Cora sits here right before February and says he was sold the bill of goods?
Yeah, I don't think he cares. Like, he got the money
and was happy.
He had plenty of opportunities to walk away. Like, he did not, you know, he had said to them, I'm not talking about this till the end of the season. And then they backed the Brinks truck up and he was like, okay, fine. Yeah, no, I'll
yeah, but everybody
about.
Told me before that Cora would have landed in a million different places. Yeah, so do you think that he goes into a situation knowing that, all right, because it's only a three-year extension, right?
I think he likes it here because there's never any talk of Alex Cora being fired. Mm-hmm. It's always the chief baseball officer who gets fired. So I think he...
Right, but what have they been, last place?
For four out of the last five seasons.
Yeah, and I...
But they haven't been giving him a lot to work with.
Right,
I think
so
that's
why would
the
you
issue
come
that people-
back? If you're Cora,
because I think that they promised him. I don't think Alex Cora comes back unless he's promised that they're going to spend this offseason. We haven't seen it happen yet. But and I also see people say, like, well, Alex Bregman, yeah, I mean, his stats have gone down the last couple of years, so I'm sure the Red Sox are looking at that. Like, not really.
No,
I mean, you look at RBI, but other than that, like, he's pretty much stayed consistent. He's 30 years old. Keep him till he's 35.
Yeah.
35's the new 21.
All right.
Wow, in Greg's mind.
Right. But Courtney's exactly right, and he is everything that you want as a Red Sox fan. He's a pain in the ass to play. When he was on those Astros teams in the ALCS, he was a dink to watch on the other team. But he's a talented leader who's won, who's played for Alex Cora, who, you know, he reminds me of a more talented Justin Turner, a guy that has a championship pedigree that is not going to be anything but an add to the clubhouse and be a guy that helps you get to where you want to go.
So then you believe what Greg says, Courtney. Then they did sell Alex Cora a bill of goods.
Yes, Wiggy sold me a bill of rights. Can I go home?
Maybe they sold him a bill of goods. I don't think he cares that much because I think his daughter is... Is his daughter still going to Boston College?
Yeah, I believe that she has not graduated yet.
They love it here. He doesn't want it. You know, who among us doesn't dread moving? It's the single biggest pain in the A that there is. You got to load everything up. You got to label all the boxes. I mean, it's an absolute nightmare. So I think he's probably like, fine, I'll
just
do it.
Content with, you know, being a manager.
Add
coach.
A zero to the check.
Maybe we're last place again.
So anyway, we're awaiting news on Alex Bregman. Could come within the next 5 to 10 minutes. all right. No, Curtis, I shouldn't tease that.
No, okay. It could, right?
Okay. All right. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
great Billy Joel. And we did not start the bread fire. I assume that's the direction that you were going in with that this morning.
Well, I was more leaning in the direction of this is the Bruins player saying we didn't start this fire, I promise.
Okay. All right. Your lead this morning?
Yeah. Good morning. I just want to make one thing very clear. I like to try and at least attempt to be consistent as much as I possibly can in my life. So Drake May making the Pro Bowl means absolutely nothing. Nothing. Thank you very much. That's my lead this morning.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Shelby, I'll tell you, I love that hat on you. Looks good.
Thank you. It's a great hat. Shout out to Boss Man Laird. Grabbed me one from the snow show. Brought it back for me. So I appreciate it.
All right.
Very comfortable.
Is Shador dropping when it comes to your mock after his performance? Was that over the weekend where he
at the Senior Bowl
did not look so great?
No, that's that you're thinking Shiloh.
No, I thought it was Shador who didn't look good.
No, I don't even think
Shador did anything.
Yeah, he's not practicing. Okay. Shiloh was the one getting cooked.
Shiloh's the one who's been struggling.
Yeah, he's been struggling because he's actually playing in the Senior Bowl. Shador, or the, it might be the East-West game, one of them games. Shador just showed up.
He just showed up and didn't do anything?
No, I think he did like some interviews.
Well, he doesn't have to. He has the right last name.
Yeah, and he's going to be a top five pick. How many top five picks are playing in the Senior Bowl?
And his dad goes with him wherever he goes. So he's got that going.
I am excited to ask Billy O tomorrow, though, about one of his players, Ozzie Trapillo, who has been popping off a little bit at the Senior Bowl. So very excited to ask him about him.
Chime, thank you, Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning. I got to give a hat tip to my uncle and godfather, Johnny, who sent me this story. He lives in Hadley. He's a lovely man. He's to the left of Bernie, but we all love him. Sports betting and the downside of sports betting as it's in its infancy as becomes more and more pervasive across America. More and more people are going into debt. The troubling findings come via personal finance site NerdWallet, which surveyed more than 2,000 American adults about their sports betting behaviors. It found that 20% of Americans say they have bet on sports in the past year, which is a 67% increase from the year prior. What do you guys want to guess the average amount of money the American bettor places in a year?
In a year?
Yeah. Ooh.
The average.
Wow.
Yeah. The average. Jeez, I would like to say it's $500.
That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say
For the year? Yeah. No way. It's I would say 7,000.
Yeah.
No.
For the average?
I'd say 1,500.
Arn, you have a problem.
Well, over the course of a year?
Jeez. Yes.
Closest without going over, Wiggy wins.
Daddy Warbucks, Shime.
That's right. $3,284.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's 80% higher than the same people did the year prior. And what the concerning part of those that found this study relevant is that 65% of those placing bets don't do it for hobbies, but they believe it to be a sound financial investment, so much so that it has replaced their other investments in 401k or stock market or other things.
Wow.
Which has compounded. There have been a massive increase in overdrafts and credit card debt as a result of many states allowing, Massachusetts does not, but many states that allow you to place wagers with a credit card, not just a debit card. So as we get ready for all the prop betting for the Super Bowl, interesting numbers there about betting in America. Oh, and also 20% of those surveyed said they plan on investing even more next year.
Yeah.
Curtis, very informative lead.
Thank you.
Since you guys brought it up, would you like to know exactly how much I wagered in the last calendar year?
No, really. I want to know how much you won.
I have won about approximately $1,500 over the last calendar year.
All right.
I wagered $17,520 over the last calendar year, and I won $18,950. So there you go.
Shine.
Easy statue.
But what if you got a CD and you put $17,000? You'd get much more than $1,500.
Yeah, probably yourself a good 7-8%.
But you have to understand, this isn't like $17,000 of deposits. Like, it's $17,000 of bets placed. So like, when you win, you continue to place bets. So you're not putting any more money in.
Right, but I'm... Okay, right.
17,
it's not an investment of money.
Mm. Muy rico.
Hey, you know?
I'll tell you what, the missus is going to have something to say about that once you put the ring on it.
Yeah, better
How
be
do you think I paid for the ring?
Better be an open bar.
Jeez, wow, you spent a little over $1,000 on the ring. How generous.
I know, right?
Well, it's what you remember what Michael said, Wiggy. It's 2 years' salary is what you're supposed to.
Well, I guess you're an adult. Yeah. We are Americans. Yeah. If you want to gamble, go ahead and gamble.
Shime convinced Lauren the new trend on the finger was ring dings.
What?
And just and gave
it's a
her
snack.
What,
it's,
the ring is very nice.
It's a pastry cake.
It's a snack, right. And it's a snack, and it's a ring.
I guess right. I was thinking more like Cracker Jack bag. Pull one out. There you go.
Remember, it's not the price of the ring.
Or the ring pop, maybe.
No, it's not.
But Chime got a very nice one.
It's not the price of the ring. It's the
Rob on a golf. Rob on a golf court. Golf course, $46.56 a day on betting.
Right.
Holy guac. Wow.
So, Shyam, how much of your... So, that's $17,000. Is that your money?
No.
All right, so that's just... How much did you start off with?
Probably like a couple hundred bucks, like two.
So, you grew a couple
like
hundred bucks to...
Just over $1,500, yes.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't grow it to $17,000.
No, he said he bet $17,000.
No, he in over a year.
Yeah,
but he didn't grow it. No.
Wiggy's saying, how much did you put in, and how much was your winnings put reinvested?
Yeah, because if you're saying at one, so $17,000 over a year. That at one point
he put $17,000 in.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
He has wagered $17,000.
Correct. Right. Because I won stuff.
Okay, well, if you want to look at it that way, you say you started with 200?
Yes.
And you ended up with 1,000?
Yeah, 1,500, yes.
Yes. Okay. So you got a...
slightly over breaking even, more or less, for how many bets you placed.
There's no way that you only put $200 of your own cash in and then grew it to $17,000.
No,
sorry.
No, that's not. He's not saying
that. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, so what are you saying?
Yeah.
No, Courtney, you're misunderstanding. So basically what I did was I put in $200 and I have withdrawn over the course of time about $1,500.
I'm aware. I'm asking because you said you've wagered over $17,000 over the last year. How much of that was you depositing money into the app and how much of that was your winnings reinvested to get you to that $17,000 over the year?
The vast majority of it was my winnings being reinvested.
Okay.
Yes, that I'm with you, Courtney.
Yes.
That math works.
Right.
So,
yes, it does, because when you win originally,
we get it. You're allowed, you don't have to talk to us like we're morons.
I'm trying to explain it to you.
We both do parlays every single week. We understand the reinvestment.
You guys haven't won yet, though, so you may not know.
No, I just won.
What did he say?
I just won my.
You guys haven't won yet.
No, I just won an $800 parlay on the UFC 311
Octagon.
Good job.
I guess I'm kind of like, well, if you were at 17 grand at some point.
He wasn't at 17 grand.
I was never at 17 grand, Wiggy. That's the point.
500, 700.
So I would go from like 200 to like 225.
Can
then I go back down to 170?
He just keeps putting money back.
Yeah, right. But can I ask it this way? Just I think this is the best way to understand. What was your biggest point of profit? Like, what was your ceiling this year? What was your max that you were
like
up?
One bet?
No.
Oh, at one time.
That you were up.
Yeah.
Like, in my account.
Yes, in your account.
$2,500.
Okay. And then what was your lowest point?
About $10.
So you went from $10 back up to $1,800?
See, it doesn't make sense, Curtis. Yeah.
Right.
He is lying
you withdraw
through his teeth. Yeah. I want to know. If
Courtney,
you're okay, so
I have the stat sheet in front of me.
Yes, and I'm asking for a specific number. How much have you deposited your own hard-earned cash into the app?
Since 200.
There's no way.
That's cap.
The amount of money I have deposited is $656, and the amount I have withdrawn is $804. So there you go.
And his lowest point.
What?
Curtis.
I'm looking at the number right in front of me.
But then where? I am so confused.
Yeah.
Numbers have jumped.
His lowest point was Eversource shutting off the heat.
That's never happened.
We got to take
Is that why you hate soup? Because the kitchen?
We'll get to the rest of the leads next. Voice of an Angel, Shine. One of the all-time great losses, not just in rock and roll, but in the entire music industry, Chris Cornell. Great choice this morning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Audio Slave. Audio Slave has some great songs.
Excellent catalog.
Well done. Shine.
Thank you.
I would wager that you could play another Audio Slave song during the show, and you would probably lose.
This is a non-repeat Wednesday.
Based on the 17 grand that you threw away last year.
I didn't throw away seven. I don't understand why this is so difficult for people.
I don't get it either. And we're
Grant,
now,
can you just think of it like this?
I completely understand what I'm not in the whole. I don't want the debate to continue. I mean, but I understand what you did.
Okay, thank you.
I throughout, you put $200 in, you started with $200, and you walked away with $1,050 or whatever.
Right.
That's the best way to explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to explain
when
it.
He was, when
that's
he
what
was
I was trying to do.
You didn't just put an additional $800 in throughout the year. You put in money here and there and took money out here and there.
Correct.
There was an engineer on the who's on the phone, Wiggy, mm-hmm. not the train kind,
mm-hmm.
Neil, who has some sort of a mathematical explanation on this. Hello, Neil.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up?
First time, long time. Love you, Curtis. Keep up the negative attitude. This is how it happened. You put in $200. Let's say Sean makes 5 bets of $10, so he's now bet 50. Yep. Let's say he wins some, he loses some, so he has $205, right?
Yeah.
Then say he bets another $50. He wins some, he loses some, so he has $195. So over now, he's bet $100, but he still hasn't invested in more money. Let's say you do that day after day after day. That's how you get to the $17,000 number.
Bingo.
Yeah, we're all aware of how that works. Yeah. Wiggy and I think he is a liar for saying he only put $200 in
straight cap
for the entire year.
Because that's the case, then that tells me on average, if you do 17 over 12 months, you're betting about $1,400 a month.
And sometimes I feel like we speak and people just don't listen. Like GameDog888, who I actually really like. I know a lot of people don't like GameDog. I like him. Coco thinks Shine put in $17,000 of his own money. No, I don't. I'm saying he definitely put more than $200 in in the last 365 days. Jeez.
Or the easiest way to do it without coming off as a hoddo to make it look like, oh, I have all this type of winnings, to say, I put $200 in, and at the end of the year, I won $1,000.
So you're saying he was trying to look like a hard-o.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm 17,000.
No, that wasn't the question that was being asked. I was simply saying, would you like, because Curtis's original point mm-hmm. was how many thousands of dollars are bet by the average American over the calendar year.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was like, would you like to know how many bets I placed? And so I gave you this graph,
right,
which you can see
on Twitch. So that would mean you're probably betting using the winnings or anything, you know, basically the winnings, you're betting about $1,400 a month. Because that's...
That's and you say you lost, like, every week. You tell us what bets you're placing. What? We know you lost.
Right, Courtney, because I place way more bets than what I just tell you here.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's the biggest bet you won?
The biggest bet I won?
Yeah.
I won a parlay this year for about $1,200.
See?
Okay, pretty good.
That's cap.
Was that a 10-legger?
No, 6.
Okay.
Wiggy, I can go back and find it.
No, no. What I'm saying is $1,400 a month for you to be betting would mean you would have to be doing those type of parlays all the time.
No,
but you
Wiggy,
don't do
I don't
those.
Bet parlays all the
That's
time.
That's my point.
Wiggy, you can bet $10 straight on a Lakers game, or I could have bet $40 last night, which I think I did.
Okay.
And it's like $10 on 3 or 4 different games.
Yep.
And so that's $40 a night over 5 days. There's $200 right there.
All right, it gets his fix.
All right.
I would just say if you spent the amount of time you did gambling, you could make a lot more than $1,400 over a calendar year.
I mean, I don't spend that much time gambling, though, Curtis. Like, that's a thing. That's probably why I don't win as much as I should.
Okay. All right. We are going to get to They Said It at 7:20.
Just trying to guide you.
Thank you.
And They Said It includes what Joe Sacco said after last night's beating in Buffalo. So 7:20 for They Said It. The rest of the leads, a lead from Courtney and a lead from Wiggy and a lead from me coming right up next.